Okay. I'm going to talk a little bit and we may have to do some editing. I'm okay with that. I just want to make sure it continues to record. Let's give us, what, 30 seconds? Is that fair? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Was my intro okay? Like, should I talk about my injury or?
Your intro was perfect.
Okay.
Like, cool. Yeah. If you can do that again, you were perfect.
Cool.
Okay. I'm going to try mine again. Hi, this is Dr. Melody Mickens. I am the principal investigator for Project RACER. RACER stands for Resilience, Adjustment, and Community Reintegration After Spinal Cord Injury. Today, we are hosting a podcast to talk about some concepts related to success and also benefit finding and meaning making. We have Abby Bennett as our guest today. I'll have her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Abby. I am a fourth-year medical student at the University of Utah. My background is when I was 14, I was skiing with my family at a resort near my home. I live in Utah. And I ended up falling and sustaining a T12 L1 spinal cord injury at that time. And so it's been a journey kind of working through that. And now in medical school, I'm applying to be a physical medicine and rehab doctor. So excited about the process of getting to work with individuals with spinal cord injury as well as other disabilities.
And I met Abby while I was faculty at the University of Utah. She has graciously agreed to be part of our consumer advisory group. She's been giving us feedback on the content and the materials that we are using in Project RACER. And I should also mention that Project RACER has been graciously funded by the Craig H. Nielsen Foundation. So we're very excited to be able to talk about these topics and really get into more depth around the idea of success and how it's relative. So Abby, you and I were talking a little bit about defining success, and for you, what that has looked like, both on a professional sense and then also a personal sense. Professionally, tell us a little bit about what that has looked like.
Yeah. For me professionally, being in medicine, I feel like you're always kind of working towards a goal or the next chapter. For example, when I was an undergrad, I was working really hard to take the MCAT and get good grades that I could get into medical school. And then getting into medical school was a success. But then once you're in medical school, you have to work even harder to pass your classes and do well and pass your board exams and learn how to actually talk to patients so that you can match into a good residency. So I'm still working towards that. And then once you're in residency, it doesn't ever stop really. Then you have to keep working hard to become an attending or match into a fellowship. So in that way, in my professional life, at least, success is pretty easily defined as just whether or not you're reaching those specific goals that are already set out for you. But I think on a more personal level, it's a lot harder, and it's something I've grappled with before. You know, like even when you do meet those goals, sometimes you don't feel fully satisfied or you're not like as happy as you thought you would be. It's definitely something that I've thought about and considered.
I think you bring up like several really good points. One being that for a lot of us, like some of the steps that we take are already predefined. So like with med school, you have certain benchmarks that you have to hit. But then also getting to a point where, like you were saying, you get through residency, get through fellowship, you become an attending, and then it's a question of, well, how am I going to define myself as a successful physician? That piece of like, am I going based off the hospital metrics? Or, you know, am I also holding myself to a certain standard of maybe I have work-life balance, maybe I serve a certain patient population. It's kind of interesting how it starts out so clear cut, and then soon you're at a point where you have to personally define for yourself what success looks like. And then also, like you were saying, in your personal life, we have a little bit more choice, but there's a lot of ambiguity around what is success? And then once we get close to it, if success is satisfactory. I wonder if we could tease apart this idea too of like success and satisfaction.
Totally. Yeah. I think that's definitely something that is kind of, I don't know, confusing. Like when you achieve something like that and you that was like what you were working towards for such a long time. And then once you achieve that, like all of your dreams, it seems like are coming true, but you're still, I don't know, not as fulfilled as you thought you would be. I've kind of experienced that, I think, with in medical school, we have like big, huge boards exams that are so stressful that you study for months for. And then after I've taken them and passed them, I thought I was going to be just so excited and relieved after that happened. But really, once I've, you know, get my score back and it's a good score, I'm still, I don't know. It's I wasn't as happy as I thought I would be, I guess, because there's just still so much more work to be done. So that's, I guess, been a good lesson for me that, I don't know, success is so relative, and just basing it all on one metric is kind of a recipe for not being happy.
Yeah, I hear this a lot too, in a clinical context as a psychologist, that piece of, you know, helping people achieve personal goals. And sometimes it's interesting. It's like success can be outcome driven, meaning, oh, I hit my goal. And sometimes success can also be like process driven. So that process of like going through those steps creates some of that satisfaction. As you start to like craft your own sense of success, whether it's professional or personal, how do you plan to honor the pieces of satisfaction, or even we think about like those small victories? Is that something you build in to sort of help yourself remember, oh, you know, I am accomplishing pieces of it, or I'm going to acknowledge the piece that like when I started would have given me like enormous satisfaction if I achieved it?
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say. I guess I think one thing that has helped me in feeling more, I don't know, just overall satisfied and happy with what I'm achieving is a lot of times I compare myself to others. I compare myself to my classmates. But I have to take a step back and remember that none of them have a spinal cord injury. And I do. Like working through medical school with a spinal cord injury has been a tremendously difficult a task to undertake. And I have to kind of give myself grace and just be proud of where I am and what I've accomplished. Like, for example, I when I was on my surgery rotation, I was really down on myself because it was kind of hard to participate in the surgeries. I would have to scrub in sitting down, and I was just so tired and my back hurt from sitting all day. And I kind of felt frustrated, like talking to my classmates, that I wasn't, you know, getting as much hands-on experience and getting to see all those crazy surgeries that other people were. But like I said, I kind of just took a step back and said, I have a spinal cord injury. Like this is, I think I'm being successful considering everything I've gone through, what I have to deal with. And that's helped me a lot to kind of just reframe my perspective and remember that, yeah, I don't know. I should be proud of myself that I've made it this far.
Yeah. And it also sounds like within the confines of your program, because in some ways my brain is thinking, I think maybe your program could have been more accommodating in some ways so that, yeah, those similar experiences that your colleagues had, maybe you could have had them. And it sounds like you did, right? Like you fulfilled obligations. But yeah, I love that you were able to take a step back and give yourself grace and say, actually, I'm here. I'm doing this rotation. I'm getting the experience and the exposure. Yeah. And just acknowledging that in itself is success. Yeah.
Totally.
How about personally, as you set goals for yourself, as you try to define success, do you lean more on the outcomes? Do you lean more on maybe societal-based outcomes? So that could be things like wealth, hitting certain like personal milestones by a certain age point. How do you define success more in your like personal accomplishments?
I don't know if this is the right way to be doing it. But a lot of times I feel like personal success, I equate with personal happiness a lot. Like if I'm happy in my personal life, then I feel successful. If I feel like my relationships are going well, then I feel successful. But I feel like you said, there is a lot of pressure, to kind of like hit those societal milestones. I guess, like, for example, my partner and I have been dating for like over 2 years, and our grandparents ask us all the time, like, when we're gonna get married. So I guess, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. I guess I also feel successful when I'm healthy and when my health is going well, which is tricky because that's also something that a lot of times is out of my control and something that I am not able to decide for myself. So there's a lot of things that go into, I guess, what I deem successful in my personal life.
What I'm hearing is your values also help you identify what success is, like valuing your health, valuing your relationships, your personal sense of happiness and satisfaction, because those are things that, yeah, society can't really dictate for us. But you can say, I wish things were a little better in my relationship. And in knowing for yourself, like, oh, this is that sweet spot, being able to say, I get to decide these metrics, and then I get to decide what a success is or what needs improvement.
Yeah, I think that you said it so much better than I ever could have.
I think we did well, like working off each other's definitions. Well, how about this? Why don't we stop here? Thank you so much for sharing about your definitions of success and how you've made them relevant.